Time for a Sting Gang podcast with Midwestern State men's soccer coach Michael Meacham, who's won nearly 79% of his games here at Midwestern State. Every time I look at that figure as I get ready for a game, it's pretty impressive. You ever think about your winning percentage at all?
No.
Or just the overall success you've had as a head coach here?
No.
Because there's very few coaches who can boast a winning percentage of better than 780.
No, not maybe once when they said I won 100 games. I mean, that was probably the
only time. I think you're at 104 now.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
I don't pay attention, I guess.
So I say all of that to say this. It was a little bit surprising when Midwestern State lost a regular season home game because you had gone unbeaten in 19 straight regular season home games. In the loss to Northeastern State, a game you lost 1-0. Mm-hmm. That came on the heels of a 3-3 draw at home against Newman, and they came in and kind of punched you in the mouth, scoring three goals in 20 minutes.
They have. They did, yes.
So I guess my question is, how are you handling the adversity that you're facing here at the start of the season?
I mean, I'm – with all that being said, I'm probably not great at losing.
No, and we would want you to be.
I don't handle it very well.
And by the way, you don't have a losing record this year. You're 500.
Yeah, I mean, it's close enough. We just have to – I guess the biggest thing for the boys is just, like, understanding what we're doing, why we're doing it, how we're doing it, what they're doing it for, those types of things. So it's just a little bit on us. All of it's on us, actually. So we just kind of have to – we just had to reassess a few things and tweak a few things and kind of get some things rolling.
It didn't seem to me as an outsider that there were a lot of similarities between those two games. But then a look at the personnel that's on the pitch, it wasn't the same personnel that played in those two games.
No, we had some injuries. We had some illnesses and things like that. So we had to make a few changes and kind of run with the two different groups and the two different games. But, I mean, that's life. That's part of having a squad. That's kind of having the depth and things like that that we recruit for. And, unfortunately, on Saturday, we just weren't good enough in the attacking part of the field.
Let's go back to Thursday. I want to get back to what you just talked about. But Thursday, they scored three goals in the opening 19 minutes. And I think you ended up with seven or eight substitutions in the first half.
Correct.
Was that because you fell behind early, or was that part of the plan going into the game?
No, that was definitely not part of the plan. We individually weren't great early into the contest. You can't be good collectively unless you have individuals that are going to kind of take information on and make the collective better. So we had to make a few changes and tweak a few things, and once we settled ourselves down, obviously we were – I think we gave up after the three goals. I think we gave up one shot the entire game.
I think that's right. And you pretty much controlled the run of play for most of the game.
Mm-hmm. Just not good enough for 20 minutes. And we've seen this before, so it's a little bit of a trend that we have to take care of. You know, we did it last year when we were at St. Ed's. We gave up a handful of goals early or quickly, and it was kind of our downfall that day. So
yeah, those goals came a lot quicker than the goals against Newman.
They did, but they're still coming. They're still coming quickly. So
I think it was
got to make sure
three goals in like less than a minute and a half.
Yeah,
at St. Edward's.
That was something that was a freak. But obviously, it's becoming it's kind of happened again. So we can't allow it to happen.
What led to the comeback? What allowed you to get a draw out of a match where you're down 3-0, 20 minutes in?
I think just desperation. I think they kind of felt their backs were against the wall and that sort of stuff. And I mean, we got a lot of new faces, got a lot of young guys, and they're trying to find their way as well. So, I mean, it had to do with a lot of different things, a lot of different scenarios. But you know, as the more that they play together, the more that they get more familiar with each other, I believe the better that they'll ultimately get.
Did you think you played better in Colorado than you played in the first two games of this homestand?
At times, probably, but at times this last week, we probably did some really good things. We just got to be a little bit more consistent. You know what I'm saying? We're getting out of the blocks really, really slow. And as a staff, we've got to make sure that we have them chomping at the bit early.
So what are some of the options in front of the staff to correct that? What can you do to get off to a better start?
Oh, I mean, I think it's everything. I think all the way down to the preparation the day before the game, the preparation before they even leave the locker room or while they're in the locker room, the information that we give them once they're out there, the intensity level that they perform the activities in, and the kind of during the warm-up and that sort of stuff. I mean, I think it's kind of all-encompassing. It's everything.
And I think that was really what you're talking about, I think, was evident in the game Saturday. It just seemed like the guys, it wasn't a lack of effort. And lethargic is probably too strong of a word.
Yeah, it's
but
not
I
that
didn't
they don't
the,
want to win. It's not that they're not trying. It's maybe we lacked a little belief in that part of the field. Maybe we lacked a little creativity in that part of the field. A lack of little enthusiasm, that urgency stuff that we've kind of talked about.
Yeah, I think
those types of things is probably a little bit more. I mean, we still created chances. We just didn't get maybe those chances off. Maybe we didn't connect on them properly. Decision-making in the final third just wasn't good enough. Technical breakdowns individually is what ultimately kind of caused us the problems. We just weren't good. That's just the bottom line. We just weren't good.
But these are problems that you can solve?
Yeah, no, I mean, they're all problems that you can solve. I mean, it's like I said, these guys came here for a reason. They want to be here. It's not the situation we don't want to change. It's the individual within the situation has to change, right? I hope that makes sense to everybody. It's like you just
kind of a little more in depth on that.
Like we all want to be here. We want to play in the matches that we're wanting to play, or we want to be at Midwestern State. We want to be a Mustang. We want to be in the program. Those types of things. Like so, that's the situation that we're in. Like we want to be there. We want to do those things. But our mentality within the situation has to be a little bit better. Our ability, you know, technically or tactically or emotionally or physically or whatever, has to be better in the situation. It's those types of things. It's like the mentality aspect of it, once you're in it, it needs to be a little bit better.
So does that come from training? Does that come from your team, the leadership within the team? Does
all,
it come from the
it.
Coaching staff?
All of it. I mean, we all have to take portions of it. I mean, it's not going to be done by any one person. It's not going to be done by any one thing. It's going to have to be done, you know, all together.
Is there an area on the field where you're particularly concerned right now, where you feel like you're not as far as you'd like to be at this point in the season?
No, I mean, no, not like on the field. I mean, obviously we've got to be better in transition and things like that, which we've talked about, both in the attack and in defense. I would be super, super worried if like we weren't creating chances and we weren't getting opportunities and those types of things. Like they just weren't coming. They're coming. They're there.
You're getting off a lot of shots. When you look at the stats, you're among the leaders in the conference in shots.
Yeah, no,
in corners. I think there's only one or two teams that have more corners than you in the LSC.
Well, that's one that we talked about during preseason, and we've talked about it in the spring and that sort of stuff. Like, we average – I mean, I want to say that we're averaging over 125 corner kicks a year. That's a lot of corner
that's
kicks.
That's a lot of corner kicks.
And we've got to be better in those moments, and we haven't – we've only been really better at them once this year, so we've got to be better at all phases of it, you know, the restarts, you know, dead balls, however you want to say it, just through the run of play, just overall, just kind of switched on a little bit more.
Does St. Mary's coming into town help you get switched on?
I mean, any opponent really helps you get switched on. I mean, it should. Obviously, Johnny does a great job at St. Mary's, and it's been a very competitive and, you know, heated kind of rivalry for the last handful of years, and
but you usually get
the
better end of it, though.
It ebbs and flows. I mean, there was a couple of times there that they got the better of it with a couple of them in a row, and then we've gotten a couple of them in a row. But I mean, it's really just always a good battle. I mean, they're always really good games. They're always really close games. They're always, you know, fortunately for us, we've always been kind of like at the top half of the conference, so like they've meant something a little bit more, you know, and that's why we scheduled the non-conference game, because it means so much to both of us. It means a lot in the region. for regional rankings, it's just a good game.
It's really interesting because it is a non-conference game this week that you're playing with St. Mary's. But in the preseason poll, and I know neither one of us put a lot of stock in what that is, but the top two teams in the preseason poll in the LSC meeting in a non-conference game, that's not something you see a lot.
Yeah, but we did it on purpose. I mean, now obviously you don't know preseason polls and things like that. You do the schedule. But I mean, obviously,
but you knew you were going to be two good teams in the LSC.
We always hope we are. So we're always going to do everything we can to be, and they're going to do that, and we'll do that, and we're going to go out and hopefully be able to perform better than we've performed in the first four matches. So,
what do you admire about their program?
I mean, same thing. I mean, consistency. They've always kind of been there at the top. They've always are recruiting good players and good kids. The brand that they play is good to watch. It's nice to compete against and stuff like that. I mean, all those types of things. Just like you would think anybody would admire any other program. I mean, they're consistently right there at the top and competing for trophies and making conference tournaments and, you know, pushing for national tournaments and things like that. So, yeah, the consistency that Johnny's done while he's been down there has been really, really good, really strong.
You mentioned earlier health and injuries. How healthy are you going into this match against St. Mary's?
We're getting some guys back. We would like to obviously have all the guys back that will, and all of them will not be here tomorrow. But they're all looking promising, so we're hoping to have them in the next maybe two or three games.
Cristobal Benito took what appeared to be a pretty nasty fall in the game.
Yeah, unfortunately, Cristobal tore his ACL, so he's the only one that will not be coming back this year. He's out for the year with that.
How did you assess Lowe's play after he came in?
I think Ryan's done really well. I mean, obviously we've got to fix some, you know, some technical things here and there, and the consistency aspect of it. But I mean, he's been really, really good for us so far.
I mean, it's kind of disappointing for you, I would guess, because I think Benito was a guy you were kind of expecting a lot out of.
Yeah,
this
no,
year.
I mean, but that's the reason we brought those guys in. I mean, I think Cristobal's done really, really well. Davis has done really, really well. Ryan stepped in and did extremely well this last weekend. Tucker's done. He came in and has done some really, really good things for us. Harris is a guy that came through preseason and kind of hit the ground running and was doing really, really well, and then kind of took a dip in maybe some confidence and things like that, but he's pushing back on the right side of that, so he's going to be a guy that we'll be, you know, relying on. And then obviously you have the twins and Skylar and Ethan that have just been, you know, consistent and hardworking ever since they've been here and that sort of stuff. So yeah, I mean, I think defensively we've got some good pieces to kind of fill in for Cristo, but obviously, he's going to be a big loss, and we wish him all the best in his surgery and his recovery, and look forward to getting back in the spring, hopefully.
Is the starting 11 still something you're tinkering with, or do you think?
I think there'll always be a little bit of it. I mean, you kind of. I know maybe some people in the past have been like, "Oh, the starting 11's been pretty consistent over the last two or three years, just with some of those guys that have been here for so long." But I think it's kind of good for. It's kind of good for the group that you've got, you know, 13, 14, 15 guys being able to kind of push to say like, hey, I should be getting a good look too, you know, and not kind of just going, oh, well, you know, they're the 11 and we'll come in and do our piece. You know, I think we've got a handful of guys now that are really going to be kind of pushing for that starting. So it could tweak all year.
What's your point of emphasis going into this match against St. Mary's?
It's just an intensity level, a sense of urgency, like all that kind of stuff. I mean, those types of things are really kind of
the first 10, 15 minutes of this match. Really important.
I mean, 15, 20 minutes is always going to be important in every match. I mean, we kind of say it like the law of five, like the first 5 minutes of both halves, the last 5 minutes of both halves, and then 5 minutes after each goal scored, we've got to be better at.
We got Midwestern State and St. Mary's in a non-conference game at Stang Park on Wednesday as we wrap up a three-match homestand for the Mustangs. We hope to see you out at Stang Park. Thanks for listening to the Stang Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and bring a friend or two or ten to Stang Park to see the Mustangs and the Rattlers Wednesday night. A midweek match under the lights should be a lot of fun at Stang Park. I'm Pete Stein. So long.